All right, Tommy, listen, plenty of drama at the finish, a missed penalty, but fortunately got the equaliser right at the death.
Yeah, we got it, and I think we knocked on the door for long enough in the second half, even later in the first half we knocked on the door, but I'll tell you what, whatever people are paying to come in the gate, they're getting their entertainment and they're getting action and they're getting drama, as you say, so not great sitting watching it from the dugout in some ways, but look, I guess that's 2 weeks in a row now we've come from behind and got ourselves into positions where we're taking points out of games when it looked like, especially tonight, it looked like we kind of left ourselves too big a mountain to climb, so the players deserve great credit for that.
Yeah,
I think you could see from the changes that we made, particularly at halftime, we made three changes. You know, 2-0 down, you're going to have to go for it. And there's no point leaving it late. So, drama. I think that if the penalty goes in, and sure, look, isn't that the life of a striker? The big man did well and stepped up to take the penalty. And if it goes in, his confidence is through the roof. You know, so. Yeah. And if it goes in, then who knows what happens? But I think a lot of teams haven't kind of fought back to where we got to. Had a missed a penalty, might have just give up the ghost. So there was a wee bit on us even to say, no, we're going to go again, and we did. And to be fair, two wonderful goals.
Yeah.
Two wonderful goals, two really quality goals. Maybe four good goals in some ways if you look at the game, but for us, two really good goals.
Yeah, and listen, Kevin McHugh, in fairness to him, after last week's game against Wexford here, he did suggest that 3D would provide a tough test tonight. I think people coming over here tonight, coming up against a team that was bottom of the table, they thought maybe this is 3 points, but they showed, particularly in those early stages, they're a good side.
Absolutely, and the division is like that this year, you know, so everybody is at a level, which again, 3D shows, but you look at 3D and you think, well, they haven't won a game, and we didn't talk about that all week, to be fair. We did talk to the players to expect a difficult game, and they've come up the road with players missing, starting players tonight as well, so all credit to them. But you expect that from Tommy Barrett's teams. They're never going to be easy games. The guy that gets his two goals, poor defending from our perspective, but he's a bit of quality about him, you know. So that's the league that we're in. That's the division that we're in. It's a slog every week. It's difficult every week. You know, you take Cork out of it. The rest, there's not a huge amount between. So we're under no illusion that whether we're home or we're on a road to Kerry next week.
Yeah.
The games are just thick and fast, and they're tough. They're tough games, and they're often decided in moments.
Yeah.
As you've seen over the last few weeks.
I think one of the notable aspects of the squad this season too is that you guys can bring boys off the bench that are making an impact on matches, and that happened again, as you say. You made the three changes at the break, a couple more in the second half, and they all had an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant to be able to have people that particularly in the top end of the pitch. Do you know what I mean? You can bring people on when you need goals like that there, and they can come on and affect the game. I mean, I thought all the players that come off the bench at the top end done really, really well and asked questions. We had chances. I think when you look back in the game, second half, we had chances outside of the goals that we got and the penalty that we won. So, it's heartening in that sense. But we can't keep letting ourselves get into a position where we have to come from behind, because you're not always going to dig yourself out of it. So we need to start better. We need to start games with a wee bit more intensity and a wee bit more confidence, maybe, rather than kind of seeming to. When we get in this situation where we're behind, kind of nothing to lose type attitude. So if we can kind of find that formula and starting games and getting the crowd on board, because again, you hear what happens when you get them up and running, they're behind us. So that's something that we're going to have to address.